Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 100. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 74. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our high of 99 and partly cloudy and 75 throughout Tuesday night. Sunny and 99 again throughout Wednesday and partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with a low around 77. Still sunny on Thursday with a high of 100 and partly cloudy Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 73 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy. Who's your recovery still ongoing from some of these severe storms we saw across the state of Kansas just a week ago? But the Kansas Wildlife Rescue reminds as well that some of the wild animals could have been misplaced during these storms as well.
One of the little guys that we got in was blown out of a tree and a cat brought it up to its owner. What happens is people find them, they call our hotline, we take them in and rehabilitate them. We do get a lot during this time with the winds blowing the little guys out of the trees. It's hard to find the nests to put them back, things like that.
That was Laura Bonnenkemper, a wildlife rehabilitator on WIBW, where she says if you do see an animal that is misplaced, make sure to handle the animal with care.
I always recommend caution when you're picking up any wild animal because, again, they are wild. They don't understand that we're trying to help them. So if you're picking up a small squirrel or something like that, you might just put on a pair of garden gloves.
Good American Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. After the Kansas State Legislature ended up passing House Bill 2024 earlier in the year, the McPherson Fire Department is the first in the state to begin processing and installing their first newborn safety device at the fire station. As Cake News reports, the box will be purposeful for struggling parents who give up their newborn in private and hand it over to the fire department, where they say the idea came after some of the fire crews ended up finding a baby face down in a dumpster back in 2008.
Everybody had to come and bring that child and physically look us in the face and give it to a first responder, which is pretty cruel. Mother had abandoned the baby. She didn't feel like she had any choices.
That audio from Cake News. They say the baby boxes cost roughly $11,000 as community members are stepping up to try and fund it, with one of the local churches saying it was a no-brainer to make it happen.
It was a no-brainer for them to decide to want to support this.
Other fire departments around the state of Kansas also say they have plans to build the Safe Haven baby box in their locations. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring water softener salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring water softener salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The city of Kearney, Nebraska has announced that they are still making progress when it comes to their plans for their new community, 209,000 square foot sports complex. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, it's according to the city manager and the facility manager, it will be known as the Kearney Sports Complex after being approved back in 2021 for the $34 million project that will include four sports services with turf, hardwood, a track, and pickleball courts.
It was taking all of that information, kind of compiling it, but then also realizing that what our population is too and where we're going to be able to pull our users from.
That was Lauren Brandt, the facility manager on KSNB Local Channel 4. The organization has proposed a fee structure to the city council after conducting research on similar facilities and developing plans in order to fund and maintain the sports complex. They say right now that the prices are lower than what most venues are across the nation. Mid-America Network News.
Get 11% off everything for your deck project now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time relaxing on it. Menards carries UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking that's easy to install, maintain, and is built to last. UltraDeck rustic composite decking is only $195 per lineal foot after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through July 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners took last week's meeting on the road, meeting at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. The 2024 budget was discussed with adjustments recommended. The board hopes to keep the levy as close as possible to 2023. Budget hearing is set for September 18th, 8:30 a.m. in the Commissioners' meeting room. Unanimous approval was given for publication of a road vacation for Quivira Road in Elm Creek Township from 11th Terrace to 12th Road, with a public hearing July 31st at 9 a.m. Resignation of Fred G. as Balderson Township trustee and appointment of Gary Weir to that post was approved unanimously. NextEra Energy is proposing a solar project for Washington County and spoke with commissioners recently asking for a letter of support. They noted that the project will bring benefits to landowners, increasing tax revenue and providing jobs. The Eagle Road Solar Project is in early developmental stages with the energy firm, which is currently installing the High Banks Wind Project in Washington and Republic counties, developing the project. Interest from local landowners and officials is being gauged for an industrial-grade photovoltaic array in the Clifton area of Washington and Clay counties. Environmental studies and transmission line options are also being evaluated. Some 2,000 plus acres could be involved. If approved, construction could take 12 to 18 months and would likely be a culmination of a 5 to 6 year process of property acquisition, design, permitting, infrastructure development, and related approvals. Letters regarding land lease and mineral rights for oil and gas exploration in southeast Washington County have been received by local landowners, with natural gas operations extending that have included several recent wells drilled in Washington, Marshall, Riley, and Geary counties. Seismic data will identify geology, and testing would determine the potential for future development. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Thursday with a special meeting to work on the 2024 budget. Public hearings were held last week in Seneca and Sabetha to hear comments regarding the proposed comprehensive plan. The Nemahal County Sheriff advised they've been dealing with more inmates with mental illness. Options are being considered how best to deal with these going forward. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging is considering a fixed transit route that could include Nemahal County. Gage County Board of Supervisors discussed a request for a detention center needs assessment, with the sheriff requesting the board look at what's needed at the jail overall to address adequate services for both staff and inmates. A public hearing was held last week with the Planning Commission, who voted 5-1 with comments and discussion to proceed with a recommendation to allow hog facility southwest of Adams. That will go to supervisors for a public hearing and consideration. The confined feeding operation could house over 6,000 head of hogs. Comments were heard for and against the project at the Planning Commission meeting. Inch to inch and a half diameter hail hit the Blue Rapids area early Saturday evening with pop-up thunderstorm activity. The storms were spotty in nature and damaged some crops, and roof damage was also reported. Big Indian Lake in southern Gage counties again under a health alert for toxic blue-green algae, with public caution urged with water contact. Signs are posted closing swimming beaches, and while recreational boating and fishing is allowed, exposure to water should remain limited. A fatality accident in Pawnee County, Nebraska, July 10th, claimed the life of a Manhattan man. Muhammad Mahdi Mirage went off K-99 about 3 miles south of Burchard. His vehicle became airborne twice after striking driveways, then flipping over. The accident reported around 12:30 a.m. The driver, Muhammad Mahdi Mirage, was pronounced dead at the scene. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork chop, muffin, coleslaw, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, tomato soup, turkey and Swiss and wheat bread, celery with carrots, melon mix, and a cookie. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Challenge yourself with a new career that's no typical sit-at-the-bench assembly job. Landall Company manufactures trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts, and offers competitive wages with advancement opportunities, evaluations, and raises, as well as comprehensive insurance, employer-paid life, short and long-term disability, paid time off, 401k, incentive bonus, and much more. Mechanical ability helpful but not required. EEO, vets, and disability welcome. Learn more and apply online at landall.com/careers today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying extremely warm this week. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Still more sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 70s and lower 80s. Still staying sunny by Thursday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Temperatures starting to cool down throughout the region on Friday. Sunshine with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Sunshine by Saturday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July, 91. Record high on this date, 115. The average low, 70, and the record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:47. Sunrise in the morning at 6:20. A couple of rounds of showers Saturday. We had just a trace of precipitation Saturday morning. Mostly light amounts across the region. Another round of pop-up. Showers developed Saturday afternoon, early Saturday evening, brought some inch to inch and a half hail in the Blue Rapids area. Overcast this morning, but radar not indicating any activity around. Breezy 74 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 24th of July. Just pulled up a different radar, and it indicates some activity off to our east. That activity is going to skirt most of our listening area. Maybe some light scattered showers along the Marshall-Nemaha County line. But for the most part, tracks just to the east of that, pushing in from the north. Head again, 74 this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Harman holds on at the British Open. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Brian Harman won the British Open. At age 36, he becomes the oldest first-time major champion in golf since Sergio Garcia won the Masters in 2017 when he was 37. Harman won by 6 strokes and 13 under par. He spoke on Sky Sports after dominating the field.
This golf course was a real test. It was set up so great. We won the weather. So to all the superintendent and everyone that helped put it together, thank you so much. The greens were perfect. Golf course was excellent.
On Sunday night baseball, the Red Sox roughed up Mets starter Carlos Carrasco for 5 runs in the third inning. Fast forward to the seventh, Boston slugger Rafael Devers looked to extend the lead.
Here's a high drive into right field. It is way back at the wall. Goodbye.
away. The call on WEEI, Red Sox win 6-1 to take the rubber game of the series. In Milwaukee, the Braves found themselves down 2-1 to the Brewers in the top of the eighth, but then came Ozzie Albies with two runners on.
First pitch on the way to Ozzie Albies, and he hits a high fly ball out to deep left center field, back to the wall. Ozzie rakes that thing! A three-run homer!
The call on 680 AM, The Fan, Albies gave Atlanta the lead, and they held on to double up Milwaukee 4-2. The Rays and Orioles battled it out for first place in St. Petersburg.
O'Shea fires O'Hearn out towards left field. Fair or foul, heading for the wall. It dings off the pole, and it's a home run.
The call on WBAL, Ryan O'Hearn playing the hero for a second straight game. Baltimore edges Tampa Bay 5-3 to take a two-game lead on the Rays in the AL East. The Rangers beat the Dodgers 8-4. Twins beat the White Sox 5-4, and the Reds beat the D-backs 7-3. WNBA, the Liberty set a mark for highest scoring period with 44 points after making their first nine shots en route to a 101-83 drubbing of the Fever. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Marysville Junior American Legion baseball team splits with Pittsburgh in the championship of the state tournament in El Dorado. Marysville Juniors lost to Pittsburgh 6-5, but bounced back to win the state title 15-6.
Crownover Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crownover Auto Sales across from Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, July the 24th. Here's a look at your news.
This is day 14 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Reports, brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Up and down the Colorado border, wheat producers are working to finish up harvest. The northwestern corner of the state was among the few that received moisture last fall, snow this winter, and rain this spring, leading to better yields than many other areas in the state. In contrast, the southwest corner of the state is faring poorer, with high rates of abandonment and declining conditions for wheat left standing in the field. Universally, moisture in the air continues to delay cutting, extending harvest well beyond a normal pace. Jason Oaks of Hamilton County had to abandon about 60% of his wheat. On the remaining acres, he is averaging yields of about 20 bushels per acre. He did have one field that was adjusted at 0.3 bushels per acre, but it started raining in April before he got it destroyed, so he will harvest it, saying that it might make 15 bushels per acre. Test weights are averaging 58 to 59 pounds per bushel. Oaks grows both hard red winter and hard white winter wheat. Both classes are shattering due to wind and hail. One of his fields had 50% loss after four separate hail events and has been hailed on twice since then. He said the majority of the area had a hard time getting fall crops in due to excessive rains in May and June, so wheat acres should be up this fall. His mantra is, you have to take advantage of the opportunity when there is moisture, even if it messes up the crop rotation a bit. Residue is big-time cash as far as I'm concerned, Oak said. Harvest began on July 3rd and 4th, but rains came in, keeping them out of the fields for several more days. Oaks noted that it's difficult to find more help because of the late harvest, and he is currently has one combine sitting because he has no one to run it. Weed pressure, moisture, and humidity, not common issues during harvest in this part of the state, means the machines that are running have to go slow.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Every month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture releases a World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report. Senior economist with the International Grains Program at K-State, Guy Allen, discusses what was published for wheat in this recent report. Parts of the world are seeing a better wheat crop than the United States.
Turning to the international situation, USDA put world wheat production at about 796.7 million metric tons. Now, that was down 3.5 million metric tons from about 800 million metric tons last month, but it's still a record world wheat production that we're looking at. And even though it's looking pretty tough here in the Western Plains and up into Canada, the rest of the world's actually experiencing a fairly good wheat crop.
Allen reviews what is forecasted for countries' wheat production and how it compares to previous times.
The Ukrainian forecast was at 17.5, unchanged. Exports at 10.5. Russian production was at 85 million metric tons, unchanged from June, but down 8% from last year. Exports are still projected at about 47 to 48 million metric tons. That was up a million metric tons from last month, and again, the highest export number coming out of Russia. The EU, though, it was off about a million and a half metric tons compared to last June at 138 and a half million metric tons. And Canada, it came down 2 million metric tons to about 35 million metric tons of export. Now, going down to Australia, those numbers were left unchanged, but they are down from last year. Production's coming in at 29 million metric tons compared to just under 40 last year. But exports are expected to be up half a million metric tons.
India and China are making changes, which is contributing to the global market.
India's forecast is at 13.5 million metric tons, which is unchanged from June. But interestingly, it looks like India is going to shut off any exports coming out of there. China was left unchanged at 140 million metric tons. They're expected to import 12 million metric tons of milling grade type wheat. Some of the domestic stuff will be fed, and they expect that feed number to be up to about 36 million metric tons of poor quality wheat that needs to be fed. That's going to take world ending stocks down to 22.6 million metric tons. That's down 4.2 from last month. That's taking the global stocks to use ratio down to 33 and a third compared to 34 last month. And it was about 34 for last year as well.
That was senior economist for K-State's International Grains Program, Guy Allen, on the world wheat market. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
And Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Denny Hendricks.
Certainly have a sale here today. We will be starting at 11 o'clock. Next week, we will be closed. I guess you can call it a vacation Monday. And we will be back on August 7th. Well, the good news here today is the cattle markets last week closing in late Friday. Had a lot of trade on Friday with a top of 188 to 191.50 in the cash. That certainly delivered to the plant. And a 295 to 298. So good cattle markets there to finish last week. Well, with 11 o'clock start here today, we'll clean up the bulls, the cows on the way up in. And at 12 o'clock noon, we will get into the hay department. In the small scale square bales, there will be 130 total of one seller of brome. Another group of 24, 23, the 20 and 16 all brome. Of course, the 130 will be in smaller lots. We will have 25 bales of straw in the square bales. In the big round and squares in the big bale department, there is 8 big round alfalfa second cut. In the squares, there is very good second cut. They weigh 800. They're going to be 3 by 3 by 8 square alfalfa. In the round prairie, there's going to be 11. In the round wheat oats, there's going to be 11. In the round grass, there's a group of 8, 8, and 8. We've got another entry, 2 semi-loads of round mixed grass. They're going to be in lots of 11, 11, 12, and 12. In the round straw, there's 11. Very good stuff. In the round rye, there's 8 and 8. We do have 8 brome of round bales. They weigh 1,600. In the round oat straw, there's 11 that weigh 1142, so a big selection on the big round department. On the inside there after dinner, be about 1240, and we'll get started on the cattle and so forth. We do have one family with about a 2 to 3 week old black calf inside. We've got a great group of calves coming in. They're going to be off the cows this morning. 10 black bull and heifers are going to be 300 to 400 pounds. That's the Wallman calves out of Adams. There's going to be 3 black and red steer and heifers. They're going to be the 500 to 600-pound division. And a group of 5 4-H calves, black and red steer and heifers yearling. They're going to be 1,000 pounds of sass cattle out of Crab Orchard. Ideas out of Philly. He's got 13 black and red steers. They're going to be yearlings coming off grass. They're going to be 700-pounders. And we've got a group of 24 black steers, 600 to 700. They're going to carry a 90-day weaning back. That is the to sell cattle out of Firth. We've got an additional probably about 20 to 25 head of 1, 2, 3 groups, folks. So certainly a smaller sale on this July 24th with the heat and all, but certainly good kind of cattle. Well, if you got some to run in this morning, certainly the markets are good. Head to Beatrice here this morning before the heat turns on. And keep in mind, no sale. July 31st, we will be back August 7th. Have a great day. Thanks for the business. And certainly give us a call. Tanya Riccardini at 223-3571. And as you know, the way we go, you certainly can go online with all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
7:30 from KNDY and 74 with a cloudy overcast. It's breezy this hour. A few light scattered showers along US 36 just east of Marysville. That activity picks up with a broader band pushing in from the north over into Nemaha and especially Brown counties over towards St. Joe. They're seeing some heavier thunderstorm activity tracking south this hour.
If your feathered backyard friends appear a little ruffled and scruffy about now, it's nothing to worry about. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 24th, the 205th day of the year. Entertainer Jennifer Lopez has a birthday, and Amelia Earhart was born on this day in 1897. Bird watchers know there's a dramatic lull in bird activity during the dog days of summer, and there's a good reason. July is molting time when birds are changing into the new sets of feathers. It's an especially vulnerable time, as you can imagine, so they lay low to avoid attracting attention. Virtually all birds molt, so if the visitors to your feeder seem to be a little on the scruffy side, it's perfectly normal. Even the mallards in your local park will take on a dull, motley appearance before their new set of feathers are in, and they're ready for the busy fall migration season ahead. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about backyard bird watching at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas High School Activities Association met last week discussing possible rule and regulation changes regarding the governing body's summer regulations for student-athletes. As KSNC News reports that according to the rules right now, there is a week-long moratorium in the state of Kansas for the first week of July, prohibiting high school athletes from practicing, competing, lifting weights, or doing other types of practice, saying it tries to give some of the student athletes and coaches a break from being burnt out. Others believe, however, that if they want to practice, they shouldn't be restricted from doing so.
We all agree that we need to focus on the kids being able to be a kid during the summer. Conversations from today put us on a path forward to being able to communicate to our schools that these are some things that we heard from your constituents that we feel like need some attention to, and see how that fits your school side of things. You hear, man, that's all we do is take him to weights, conditioning, practice, games all summer long. We get no family time. Students feel like they're stretched too thin, and coaches don't get a break either.
But American Network Sports.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
A college administrator who played basketball at Iowa University, along with serving as the athletic director at several universities here in the state of Kansas, along with being an influential part of the NCAA, officially died last week at 78 years old. KAKE News reports that 78-year-old Lou Perkins has passed away after the statement being announced by Kansas University, where he served as the athletic director from June of 2003 through September of 2011. No cause was given, although he had been confirmed with Parkinson's disease prior to his death. Perkins was chosen for the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame Board of Trustees back in 2005 and served on the NCAA Championships and Competition Cabinet, along with the NCAA Bowl Certification Committee. Here in Kansas, he had served as the athletic director for Kansas University, while the football program won the 2008 Orange Bowl under Mark Mangino. It was the same time as well after Bill Self ended winning the men's basketball national title. He ended up retiring and stepping away from the Jayhawks in September of 2010. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, stripe out the bill and see K-State football in the home opener Saturday, September 2nd. Prices for SEMO currently start at less than $30, but don't wait to order as prices will change. Arrive early as we celebrate the 2022 Big 12 Championship. Reserve your seats today for the return of K-State football by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Marysville Junior American Legion baseball team splits with Pittsburgh in the championship of the state tournament in El Dorado. Marysville Juniors lost to Pittsburgh 6-5 but bounced back to win the state title 15-6.
This Hire a Veteran Day, July 25th, professional barber stylist takes this moment to remind employers that the experience, dedication, and training